This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time with me. I appreciate your time on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. I want you to feed into the conversation. Right? That simple. Not a big deal. Right? You feed into the conversation, and it's easy to do. You listen, you pay attention, you make your decisions. Maybe you go listen to another side of the issue, right? Make up your mind that way. It's just really simple. And when you make up your mind, take a stand, stay informed, and keep fighting. Don't give up because you don't get what you're looking for. Don't give up because you don't get your way. A lot of us do that. I shouldn't say us. There are a lot of you that do that. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. If you want to fight something through, if it's worth it to you, then you fight it all the way through. You don't give up, because you're irritated at the outcome. Right? You get back, you fight again. You know, you got to give credit to the people who fought Roe versus Wade. How many of you would have given up after the first couple of years? Right? No, come on, think about it. I see them do it at the school board level. I have these parents that are outraged as to what's going on. They want it to stop. They're not going to stop coming until, you know, you change the way you're going with this. You change the books, the whatever it is that they're screaming about. You see them for two meetings, you never see them again. Well, it's not the way to do it. You keep coming. You keep speaking. You don't keep yelling. You don't have to do that at first. But you keep on it. You stay on it. You keep on them. And you don't let them get away with it. Right? Seriously. Anyway. Got a potential spy balloon, as I said earlier, flying over Montana. The Biden DOJ, I'm sorry, DOD, says, yeah, we're not going to do anything with it. You know, it's just a balloon. We don't think it's really harming us. Well, they didn't think the last one was either. Until the end. Till they decided it was. Or figured out it was. Just crazy. DOD response, backlash from Representative Matt Rosendahl out of Montana. He criticized the regime's, this is where the states just should get up and do it. What are you going to do to them? I mean, seriously, what are you going to do to them? Just go ahead, shoot it down with your National Guard. That's right. You know, your state was under attack. Anyway, he communicated his concerns after constituents in Dawson County, Montana, they reported tracking a balloon cruising at 57,000 feet. Now, the congressman contacted DOD and was informed that while they were aware of the balloon, they did not investigate due to its size and the low probability, which is what they said about the last one. Now, they didn't say about its size or low probability, but what they did say, right, was it just was a balloon that went awry. They checked it out. Nothing to worry about. Right. Just amazing. Anyway. I mean, seriously, isn't the state worth protecting? It's part of the umbrella of the federal government, isn't it? You know, if the spy balloon incident in February has taught us anything, is that Montana pays attention. They're vigilant. They're concerned about what's going on. They know that that's not the norm. It shouldn't be flying over the state. Now, again, why isn't the government concerned about it? If it's Chinese property, get it gone. They are not, they ignored the first threat. I wonder how much information they really did get. But I probably won't be alive when this happens. But, you know, 30, 40, 50 years down the road, I love it when they finally come out and say, yeah, we don't know what they were thinking back then, but here's the data we know they were able to gather, that the Chinese were able to gather on the Americans. Because I'm not buying for 5 seconds, seriously, that this one also isn't a spy balloon. Anyhow, all right. Judge Cannon smacks down Jack Smith. He denies she denied the government's motion to keep the list of 84 witnesses under wraps. That's right. She didn't want, the DOJ did not want to give up its list of witnesses. This is great. Judge Aileen Cannon, now why they keep saying this, a Trump appointee, I know we say it with Obama and others, I get it, but keep that out of it. Because already it's going to taint the story, right? She issued her first smackdown of Special Counsel Jack Smith. She denied Jack Smith's motion to keep a list of 84 potential witnesses under seal in this classified document case. The judge said that Jack Smith failed to explain why it was necessary to keep the names of the witnesses a secret. Well, it's necessary so the defense team can't do anything about it. That's why it's necessary. Jack Smith was always trying to block Trump and his alleged co-conspirator from communicating with any of them. Yeah, judge said, hey, pound sand. So was your host. Come back. Don't miss the next segment. Or you're going to miss something really cool. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 from Real Joe. 855-732-5566. So look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. The only way to become part of the solution, though, is to get informed. I keep telling you guys, don't go off half-cocked because you saw some Twitter feed or Twitter headline or whatever they're even called, and you think you're all knowledgeable on it. And then guys like me have to sit there, and I won't say defend you, but straighten out the issue. So get informed, then engage, and don't fight. Because you don't win. They're not interested in it. They're really, most of the time, they're not interested in having a real conversation in these issues. And, you know, I go over this over and over and over with some of my brothers in Christ, you know, my brothers and sisters, and it is okay to take a stand. it is okay to say something when people come up to you and say stupid stuff, like Jesus would be okay with abortion. Jesus would be okay with same-sex marriage. Jesus would think that we're being unloving and uncaring. Jesus was basically a socialist. Get informed so you know how to push back on these issues. But look, even I'm not that informed in this. I tell you, I bring on the experts all the time. So I've asked Pastor Lucas Miles to join me. He's written his latest book called Woke Jesus, The False Messiah Destroying Christianity. And, boy, I'll tell you what, we are on the same page, Pastor.
Well, I'm glad to connect and look forward to the conversation.
Well, all right, give us the 80,000-foot overview of the book, and then we'll dig into details.
Absolutely. Look, I saw a void in the market. I think that there's been a lot of writing in the conservative world about trying to understand wokeism, how it's affected corporate America. Of course, we've seen all over the news the impact of wokeism within the schools. But I really think that there was a need for understanding how wokeism has affected the church. And I set out to write the definitive guide to understanding this. The book's called Woke Jesus, The False Messiah Destroying Christianity. And I start in the 1700s, the deep dive to understand that this push towards progressive ideology in the church didn't just start with Obama or Biden. It's been going on for a while. It's been building, but we're seeing it accelerate now. And it's very important that we understand the foundations, we understand, really all the issues, so we can learn how to dismantle it and ultimately how to really eradicate wokeism from the American pulpit.
And I'm glad you brought the pulpit into it, because the reality is that they're not teaching this from the pulpit. They're not speaking to it. They're not bringing up scripture from the pulpit that speaks to these issues, because the scripture does speak to all these. It speaks to everything from same-sex marriages to how to bring up your kids, how to educate your kids. And I am appalled at what you're seeing going on in some of the, not just the churches, but the Christian schools, the Christian universities. But it's all, it all solidifies, or all comes out of the pulpits of the churches in this country, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Look, there's somewhere along the line, Christians have bought the lie that all of these issues are political, that abortion's political, that sexuality is political, that marriage is political. These aren't political issues. They're first and foremost theological issues. They're moral issues. They've been politicized. And the goal of that is to try to silence the church so that we don't talk about these issues. Because when everything becomes political, it means the church can't talk about anything. And so they kind of keep shrinking the sandbox that the church gets to play in. And we get to the point to where, we can read the Beatitudes, and that's about all we can do on Sunday morning without offending anybody. But the reality is, as believers, we are called to be the conscience to the state. We're called to speak to these issues and really to lead the body of Christ into a deeper understanding of truth.
When I start to talk to these pastors about some of these issues, you probably already know the response I get is, we're not called to talk about all that. We're called to preach the gospel. And I'm going, didn't Jesus tell you to teach all the things that I taught you? And he taught about money. He taught about relationships. I mean, he taught about all this stuff. And they will tell you the only thing that we're supposed to be teaching and pushing and getting into is the gospel.
Look, my favorite one is when pastors say, my people aren't ready for that conversation yet. And to which I would respond and say, it's your job to get them ready. If they're not ready for it, it means that you've not done your job to get them ready. Because the job of the pastor and really church leaders, according to Ephesians 4, is to train God's people for works of service. The work of service today is tearing down strongholds. It's pulling down these false ideologies that are setting themselves up against the gospel. And the average Christian is not equipped. I mean, we're still trying to figure out how to respond to gay marriage. That was 2008. Now we have, children thinking that they're a different gender. We have, others thinking that they're an animal and they're identifying as a cat or a dog or something like that. And we are not prepared for the level of trauma that is really facing our world today. So this is why these issues are so important to get in, to understand, to learn the background on, and to really be able to speak this language so we can talk intelligibly about these issues and really be able to ideally lead people, into a deeper understanding of the truth of the gospel.
Amen on that. I tell you, if you know the history of this country and the pastors of old that helped during the Revolution, we'd all be under the Queen right now if we had the pastors of today driving things as was during our revolution days, right?
100%.
The other thing you hear from many Christians, and because, again, they're not being taught from the pulpit, you know, Pastor, we're not supposed to be judging others. You know, that's for God to deal with those people, not for us.
Look, my response to this, I think, is twofold. So, first of all, the gospel is a gospel of grace and truth. The Bible tells us that Jesus came, that the law was given by Moses, but Jesus came, you know, with grace and truth. And so, you know, there should always be both aspects of the presentation of grace and truth, or we could say it this way, you know, really truth and love, or truth and mercy represented in our presentation. We're not here to judge other people, but we are here to discern truth and to discern right doctrine. And so, look, if somebody doesn't know the Lord, I don't really have any judgment for their life, because the issue in their life is not their sexuality, it's not their slanted sense of morality, it's not maybe any sort of deception or those things. The main issue in their life is they don't know Jesus. And so for the lost person, I want to minister to them first and foremost about their salvation. My concern, though, is that we have people who call themselves Christians who are affirming homosexuality or the trans movement. We have Christian pastors who are, you know, using their church in order to endorse and support abortion and you know, the slaughter of innocent children. We have, you know, deception right now from people that are calling themselves Christians. And as believers, we do have the right and really we have the responsibility and the mandate to look at these things, to judge and discern what is true and what is false, and to make it very clear of which side the gospel actually lies on. Paul had very strong words for people that were, you know, living contrary to the gospel or teaching false messages, and we need to not shy away from that in the church. We do so in love, but we are still do so boldly.
Yeah, I want to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You know, the different denominations accepting all forms of wokeism at this point in time. Even a couple of years back when you had a small group of pastors went and started blessing Planned Parenthood. Just amazing. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more answering the question, was Jesus woke or what? Be back in a few minutes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USC
USA News Update. The Biden administration has no plans to get involved in internal Russian matters.
Whatever occurred in Russia this past weekend didn't change the facts for us, didn't change those facts for Ukraine. And they absolutely are not going to change our continued support.
That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Monday following the Wagner Group's armed rebellion against Russia. Kirby stressed the U.S. and NATO allies had no part in the matter. On Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin called the weekend rebellion criminal activity. In a speech, Putin said there will be consequences. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting more than $500 million toward boosting the production of domestic biofuels. The money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act and will support nearly 60 infrastructure projects across the country, including 18 in rural Minnesota alone, a key biofuel state. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to joemazzini.com, joemazzini.com. You can find the latest stories. You can watch live, listen live. You can do so much you can do up there as well. And I so much appreciate your time with me here on the air. You know, what if Christian pastors have been duped? Now, I'm not so sure I believe they've been duped. I think they're hiding from it. But in the preaching ideas that actually oppose the kingdom of God. Well, Pastor Lucas Miles, you know, he's joining me today to discuss his new book, Woke Jesus. And you need to grab a copy of that book. And, Pastor, thanks for being with me. Enjoying my time with you.
Absolutely. No, I'm glad to be here.
You know, is it available on Amazon or through your website only?
Yeah, it's actually available. No, wherever books are sold, it's been a number one bestseller on Amazon pretty much all month, and topped quite a few lists there, which we're very excited about. Did some great endorsements from all sorts of figures people know, from Eric Metaxas, Abby Johnson, Kevin Sorbo, and others. And it's been awesome just seeing this book get in people's hands and really empower them to be able to, you know, to fight against wokeism and see it, you know, stripped away and eradicated from the American pulpit.
Oh, yeah. And so let me ask you a couple of fun questions. People are already sending me some stuff. Jesus is always depicted as a socialist, you know. You're taking care of the sick. You're taking care of the poor. You don't let anybody go without. Is he in the true understanding of what a socialist today, is that what Jesus was?
100% no. Look, Jesus was not a socialist, a Marxist. He wasn't a critical theorist. You know, when you start looking at Marxism, really the nature of it, you know, first of all, there's a couple principles that are there, and it's this idea of seizing the means of production is a very central tenet to the ideas of Marxism. And Jesus taught personal responsibility. This is completely antithetical to socialism, that personal stewardship, personal responsibility, almost every single parable that you look at that Jesus, taught, there's an element of personal responsibility. That doesn't exist within socialism. That socialism, that you have to entrust all of your belongings to the state or, rid yourself of personal property. And that it's the state that curates these things. And so, not to mention Marx, was somebody who, was against religion. It's sort of an anti-religion, that he was against God. He was very strongly against Christianity. And so, by no means does Marxism and Christianity should they ever be in the same conversation in the sense of, working together. But this didn't stop things like liberation theology in Latin America and the Catholic Church in the 50s. Or black liberation theology around that same time period in America, of this blend of Marxism and Catholicism, or Marxism and Christianity, from meshing together and forming this kind of amalgamation, this heretical viewpoint. And that's what's really driving a lot of the social justice movement and a lot of the talks of kind of the religious side of critical race theory.
Yeah, it's funny, as you're talking, I'm getting some messages from people. Going that there seems to be more and more denominations accepting all forms of wokeism, and they're claiming a lot of this they do is because Jesus was so accepting, and how are you going to get people to hear the gospel if you don't invite them in or make it easier for them to come in? I'm not so sure that's the Jesus I know.
Look, I mean, Jesus is both inclusive and exclusive, right? So he is inclusive in that he died for the sins of the whole world, but he's exclusive in that salvation is only available to those who receive him by grace through faith. And so there's always this sort of tension, this paradox within the gospel of both sides of that. And what we're seeing here is an elevation within the what we call the Christian left or the progressive church of basically love, or a concept of love and mercy over a concept of truth. As I mentioned before the break, that Jesus came in grace and truth. We have to have both of those present. If you elevate truth over grace, you'll end up a bigot. You'll end up judgmental, a Pharisee, a legalist. If you elevate grace or a concept of love over truth, you'll end up a progressive. You'll throw away all absolute truth and values. And look, there's a lot of, philosophy and history that led up to this moment. We could talk about, post-structuralism and kind of the departure from absolute truth and this, this drift into post-modernity and everything else that we have seen happen. But bottom line, it comes down to really how do we view scripture? And what we're seeing with the Christian left is a diminished view of the Bible. And the stats are showing that even pastors in churches are starting to have a less than view of scripture, which starts to make it very easy to sort of have this choose your own adventure path with your faith, to really end up in whatever doctrinal pit you want to, and really abandon the tenets of Christian orthodoxy that we've held to for the last 2,000 years.
Yeah, it's almost like we've gotten afraid of the truth. And the truth, I've always told the people I deal with, it's not that you stick your finger in somebody's face and you say you're sinning. I mean, Jesus with the adulteress didn't, browbeat her, verbally abuse her. But he said, look, we're your accusers. He didn't tell her to go, now go have some more fun, come on back next week and I'll absolve you again. Told her to go sin no more. We don't do that from the pulpit. We're not doing that today and explaining there are things that are totally 180 degrees from God's word.
Look, we as believers, we love the sinner, we hate the sin, right? We hear that talked about, but a lot of people don't understand how to practically do that. The reality is that there's a big difference between somebody struggling with sin and somebody rebelling against the truth of God. Mm-hmm. We as believers, we all have our struggles with sin. There's all things that we deal with, and if our hearts and our actions were fully revealed, I mean, we'd be embarrassed about a lot of things that we thought or done along the years. But the reality is that's not as much of the issue. The issue, and certainly from a personal salvation standpoint, that can pollute our view of God and get us into all sorts of trouble. I don't want to minimize sin. But really what I believe is more dangerous is the acceptance. It's when we start calling sin good. And it's what we hear about in scripture of there will come a day when people, yep, they will call evil good and good evil. And that's what we're seeing today, is a complete rebellion that basically we are judging God's ways and we're saying, no, the ways that you say are sinful, I say are acceptable. The ways that you say are acceptable, I say are sinful. And for the first time in about 2,000 years, we're starting to see Christianity looked at as the problem itself. It's the thing that's causing oppressive aspects in society or injustices. And this is what led to persecution in Rome. And if we don't solve this, my fear is that it's going to lead to persecution, a greater persecution here in America.
But, you're seeing people run away, Christians run away from this stuff. They're running away from their religion, they're doing it outwardly, but not inwardly. They still perceive themselves to be Christians. They go to church on Sunday, but they won't speak to some of these issues, even with their friends. And I say that because, you look at how people carry themselves. They're in church. They're happy about being there. They feel good about the worship service. And I know some of these people because I travel in circles with them. And they never truly stick up. And I'm not, I don't mean sticking their finger in their faces. Look, you had the whole New York legislature, who are predominantly Catholic, many Christians, applauding themselves for passing a post-abortion bill, okay, with no remorse, no feeling, nothing is reaching these people. We're in a dark place, aren't we?
Yeah, there's a couple things that are happening here. So first off, I think the left has realized that they can't, sustain themselves as being seen as the godless party. So in the last, 4 or 5 years, they've doubled down on talks of faith. They've really commandeered aspects and language of the church. They've hijacked some of that language in order to sort of show themselves as the more righteous alternative to this bigoted right. So they're trying to divide the Christian vote because if all Christians were to vote according to kingdom values, the left would never win an election, for all eternity.
Yeah,
but
no kidding.
They're dividing the church over these issues. The other thing we have is, this exists on a spectrum. I mean, certainly there's people that are in the front lines alongside of us fighting against wokeism and false beliefs. There's some Christians that just, they don't know enough about this. They just kind of put their hands up and go, I just don't want to get involved. They're hoping it's going to go away. That's sort of a naive position. There's other Christians that I think are tolerating this, and sort of just looking at the other way. They sense that it's probably wrong, but they don't want to experience persecution themselves. So they don't want to deal with it. And then, of course, we have, people that call themselves Christian that are complicit in these egregious actions of the left, from, the mutilation of children through transgender surgeries to abortion to, push for open borders and everything else. And these are people, and look, I'm not here to judge anybody's salvation. That's the Lord's job, thankfully.
Right.
But this, what they're describing as Christianity is not Christianity. Christianity is not something that affirms sin. Their beliefs are contradicting the Word of God. And because they have a diminished view of Scripture, they sort of cut away all these extra verses that get in the way of their belief system. And so they just elevate a concept of Jesus, sort of this humanistic form of Jesus, the great...
We got to go for a break. I'll let you finish it. I'll let you finish when we get back from the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. Be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get informed, get engaged. Right? I always say it, and I'm not going to stop the mantra. You get informed first. All right? Then engage. Don't argue. You don't win in the arguments. How many of you people really, in the thousands of arguments you've had on Facebook, all right, how many of you, I don't know, won a political argument? Won a Christian argument? It's not going to happen. So don't. But you get informed when you have a face-to-face discussion with somebody. Just lay the truth in front of them. In a non-threatening way, just lay the truth in front of them. It's really that simple. Let them have to work it through. God will deal with their brain. Don't worry about it. Really, it's really that simple. I've asked Pastor Lucas Miles to join me, his new book, Woke Jesus. You got to pick that up at Amazon. I'm telling you, you'll very much enjoy the read. Pastor Miles, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. No, glad being with you and your audience.
All right. So, you know, again, you got Christians going out there. My buddy used to have a joke. He called them Sunday go to meeting Christians. Couldn't find their Bible the rest of the week. And I don't want to pick on all our brothers and sisters, but we've got people like that out there, you know. And the reality is they need to see what's going on out there. And it is darkness. The attack on their kids. The attack on their religious belief. The attack on basic good moral values. So if you're talking to a bunch of Christians right now, you've got, I will hope a bunch of my listeners are Christians and listening. What would you say to them? How do you start turning this around? How do you start shaking back? You know, Jesus told us to occupy until he returns. Not the closet. We're supposed to be out there occupying our cities and our towns, correct?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, here's the reality is that the church has faced various heresies over the years. This is not the first time. In fact, one of the things I talk about in my book, Woke Jesus, is this this time during the second century, there was an early Christian thinker named Irenaeus, and he was addressing this rise in Gnosticism that was really, creating a lot of problems in the early church. And he was talking about the first century church just about 100 years before him, and he was saying that the reason why the first century disciples had a hard time defeating Gnosticism is because they didn't understand it fully. And so he wrote this 600-page book called Against Heresies to try to help them understand it. And this is really the spirit with which I brought Woke Jesus to the marketplace, is I wanted people to be able to have a resource, a definitive guide that they could understand it. I love that kind of get informed aspect of your mantra, that we have to inform ourselves. Look, we're not going to see change just by having arguments or just by, it's very easy to go, Marxism's dumb, you know, or critical race theory, I don't believe it. Well, that doesn't move the needle at all. We have to understand this. We have to be able to have, because there are people that are on the fence on these things. Look, the activists are going to be hard to change. It's going to take probably an act of God's revelation in their life to get them to turn around. But there are people that are on the fence of these things that just go, hey, this sounds good. Social justice sounds like the right answer. And they need people who understand these issues to be able to talk to them in love, in an intelligent way, you know, to really help them see the truth.
And again, we don't ignore these problems. We don't go, oh, that guy in the street, yeah, he doesn't want to work, so I don't have to help him. That's not where we should be coming at this. You know, when you look at the stuff, you look at what's going on, like I say, you get informed, and then you figure out how to help these people. And you don't help them because you have to. You help them out of love, and the love that Christ has for you, you should be showing them.
You know, the church is not prepared for the level of trauma that I believe it's going to see over the next 5 and 10 years.
Oh, I agree.
There are so many issues that are happening in this world, and those people are going to eventually burn out. They're eventually going to come to the end of themselves. They're going to start looking for answers. They're going to start looking for help. The Christian left can't offer anything. It doesn't talk about heaven and hell. It doesn't talk about sin and redemption. It doesn't talk about these issues. And so there is something on the inside of every single person that is yearning for a true, real relationship with the Lord. They're looking for salvation. They're looking for, you know, a peace and hope for eternity. And they're eventually going to turn to the church. And we have to get ready for that. We have to be able to prepare our hearts and our ministries and really be able to get there. Because, look, this issue of wokeism, it's found a great distribution channel right now in American Christianity. It's using the church sort of like, I mean, the church is better than Walmart at distribution. I mean, they're just really good at getting messages out there. But because the message has been so watered down through seeker-sensitive movements and through, you know, social justice and liberation theology and these things, the Christian left and the progressive movement, this Marxists, have really found a way to use the church as this propaganda center to lead a lot of people astray. We have to really see that, call it for what it is, and then help people find their way back to the biblical Christ. And that's really what this book, Woke Jesus, is intended to do.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I've had Abby Johnson on the phone, I mean on the show. I got the pleasure of meeting her at the debut of the film Unplanned. And yeah. I know you've been on her show as well. And, you know, one of the stats that she puts out is how many young ladies have been to a worship service within 3 months of having the abortion, you know, and then coming in for the abortion. And I have to stop and wonder, do you really believe, and again, I know I'm being a little hard here, but do you really believe what you say you believe? Do you really believe what the book says and what the love of Christ truly is all about? You've got Christians that will, you know, they like what they read on Twitter, so they believe that. You got these Hollywood pop culture people, like we were talking about, you know, Taylor Swift. She's not that kind of Christian. Well, what the heck does that mean?
Look, you know, first of all, I love Abby. I appreciate all of her work.
Yep.
The things that she's doing, just an incredible individual. Been a, you know, big friend of our ministry. When you see, you know, what's happening here, I think it's important to recognize that, you know, look, I'm not going to take away the personal responsibility of people that are making some of these choices.
Right.
But I am going to put some of, you know, additional responsibility on these pastors and church leaders,
Amen.
You know, that are staying silent over these things. I actually launched an initiative, and you know, I would encourage people to grab a pen and write down this website, AmericanPastorProject.org. We launched this as a really initiative for pastors to give them a place where they could go and they could commit to biblical orthodoxy by signing a statement of biblical orthodoxy, putting their church on a map, and along with that, committing to eradicate wokeism from their local pulpit. And I always tell people, if you're looking for a church, you know, this is one of the ways we combat wokeism, is you stop attending and stop funding woke churches. And so you can go there and see if a church near you is on that map, or if your pastor hasn't heard of this yet, you can bring this to them and see how they react to the website. If they freak out or they say, oh, I can't sign that, I just don't feel comfortable, chances are you're probably at a woke church and it might be time to go someplace else.
Well, no, look, I'm with you. It's funny. When I talk to some of the pastors in my area that I've gotten close with, the common thread with all of them is they're having trouble with their youth pastors. And the youth pastors are very hesitant to explain to, you know, their young Christians that God has an absolute right and wrong. That there are, you know, your body was designed to do certain things, and you shouldn't be doing those things against God's word. And they're very hesitant to speak to these things. This is our youth.
Look, unfortunately, you know, American Bible colleges have been invaded, and a lot of these theological institutions where these young pastors are being trained have already been compromised. And so, you know, look, this happened back in the day with the Harvards and Yales and Notre Dames of the nation that started as theological training centers and then drifted left and progressive in their ideology. Now we have our second tier schools, the Biolas, the Wheatons, and others. It doesn't mean there's not any good professors there or that you can't, you know, go there and attend to be a strong Christian. I know great professors at all of those schools, but there is a pocket of progressive ideology that's crept into these institutions and is starting to move certain students and certain parts of the population deeper into progressive thought. And so these pastors are really up against some difficult things that we have to do a better job of interviewing people, really seeing where they stand today. There's a lot more vetting that's needed in the church at all levels, from lay people to pastors. And we have to be diligent about this. Otherwise, we're potentially subjecting the children in our youth ministry to a youth pastor that doesn't even believe the Bible is the Word of God.
Oh, I've had conversations with one or two of those. the Texas Christian University now are offering a Queer Art of Drag course. There was a Christian university here in Los Angeles County that released their dormitory with the RA for the floor because he put up scriptures about marriage between a man and a woman. I'm thinking even basic Christian principle are shunned.
We have the University of Notre Dame down the street from us, and so I'm here in South Bend, Indiana. And you know, a while back they were holding a lecture for queer holiness and looking at an anthropology of homosexuality in scripture or something like that. And, you know, so I tried to go over and attend the lecture because I wanted to see what this was all about at a Catholic university. I made the mistake of mentioning it on a radio show. And when I was there, there was an usher who met me and wouldn't let me into the program. And so, you know, look, this is happening everywhere. And I think it's people need to be aware of these things. They need to educate themselves. I encourage them to grab a copy of Woke Jesus and really make sure that you can, you know, that you know where you stand and that you can, you know, stand your ground when these false, you know, ideologies present themselves.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on. Again, the book will be picked up at Amazon.com. Guys, grab two copies. I always tell people that. You know what? Grab two copies. You like it? Hand a copy to your friend. Because if you hand them yours, you won't get it back. All right. Always a pleasure. And we'll have you back on again. And love the conversation.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yep. Double Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.
Boo 91.